Order. Will the defendant, Alyssa Patrician, please rise and face the court? Jury, have you reached your decision?
Wait!
What is going on? Order in my courtroom.
Your Honor, please. I've been conducting my own investigation, and I believe I have information you need to hear.
All right, I'll allow it.
Thank you, Your Honor. Alyssa Patrician, morning show co-host, teammate, friend. But how well do you ever really get to know someone? Was Alyssa the friendly yet small-bladdered co-host that I'd grown to know and love? Or was she hiding something dark, something evil, something murderous? The 2019 Canada Winter Games mascot went missing, and the only trace of Waskasu was fur found in Alyssa's apartment. The murder weapon, a Canada Winter Games pin, also found at the same location. That's the evidence. The motive? A hatred of sports so great she thought she would put a stop to the biggest sporting event Red Deer has ever seen by putting a stop to Waskasu's life. But was it true, or was there a setup? Was evidence planted? Alyssa clearly works with a cast of complete and utter weirdos, present company excluded. Jody is the paranoid, nosy co-worker who happily sold Alyssa out by calling in a flimsy hot tip. Carla, the pathological liar and downright awful human being who supposedly owns the murder weapon. And Ryan, well, I barely know the guy, but I count myself lucky that I don't. An obsessive weirdo that has all the motive on his own to be another person of interest worth investigating. And if this is actually a murder mystery, then don't you need a body to have a murder? Waskasu's body has never been found, and as I discovered, Waskasu himself has been running from his dark past and could have quite easily elected to fall off the wagon and right back into his past life of pooping on the street.
Pooping on the street?
Yep, pooping on the street. I rest my case, Your Honor.
Mr. Worthington, you have sufficiently wasted the court's time, and we are all considerably dumber for hearing the results of your ridiculous investigation. I'm holding you in contempt of court. All right, let's wrap this up. Waskasu is missing, and it's our job to ensure that justice is served. Who could ever do harm to the cutest, most adorable mascot is a despicable human being. I want to find the person responsible and reprimand that person to the fullest extent of the law. So I ask the jury, in the case of People versus Alyssa Patrician, how do you find the accused? Innocent or guilty?